The sale of Park Central Mall in Phoenix has officially closed, and the developers have unveiled their plans for the project. They'll divide the 337,000 square feet into several distinct areas, which they're calling districts, including a pedestrian walkway between Central Avenue and the buildings, and office space in the former Goldwater's department store. Construction should start by the end of the year, and officials expect to be finished toward next fall. I'm joined now by Sharon Harper to talk more about the plans. She's president and CEO of Plaza Companies, which is one of the development companies on the project. And Sharon, how do you describe the vision that you and your partners have for what Park Central will be based on the plans you've released?
Mark, Park Central has an incredible opportunity to be a leader in the new economy workforce attraction. And it has a platform that is uniquely suited to the kinds of companies that are looking to grow in the greater Phoenix region and looking to relocate to the region. By that, I mean the department stores that were once the center attraction of Park Central have large floor plates, high ceilings, great ceilings, and it provides an opportunity for the open workspace environment. It is exactly what so many companies are looking for, and it is a good fit for the greater Phoenix region and their focus on technology, on healthcare, on business growth, and on small startup companies. All of that will be a great fit. The other thing about Park Central is it will be an amazing mixed-use project. There are terrific restaurants and nightclubs at Park Central already, and room for a few more, as well as now reinventing and transforming Park Central back to its original mid-century architecture, but with a new twist focused on today's workforce and today's companies.
How much of the build-out do you expect will be reworking what's already there? How much new build do you expect to have to do?
Our focus on what we are doing at Park Central is all about transforming what is already there, 337,000 square feet. And as we peel back some of the stucco and some of the things that have happened over the years and get back to that beautiful mid-century modern look that Park Central was so famous for, that will transform the area. But in addition to that, we intend to provide great connectivity from Central Avenue over to 3rd Avenue. That was very important in the early days, and now to have that reconnection with walkability, bicycles, shade, activities along the way will really create a sense of community, a sense of place, and a sense of connection to all of the businesses and the communities that are in the area.
One of the biggest complaints about Park Central in its current state, as I'm sure you know, is that the phrase I often hear is it's a sea of parking. There's a giant parking lot right up against Central Avenue. So I'm wondering how you balance making sure that there is enough parking for people who want to go to the restaurants or, you know, the people who work there, but making sure that you don't just see this giant parking lot when you're driving up and down Central Avenue.
What we hope will be exciting for everyone in the community is the great and iconic art and signage structure that we plan to build right up on Park Central and then creating a walkway from Central Avenue up to where the stores are located, were located, and where the new businesses will be located, and creating something that provides a signature for Park Central and reaching back to what historically was there and then creating a much more contemporary look to it as well. Cars are certainly an issue in all development, but what we are excited about both short-term and even more long-term is the light rail, the access to the bicycle paths, the walkability that so many of the residents who live in the area will be able to take advantage of with our companies. So we want to recreate what Park Central was, which was a gathering place and a sense of community involvement. And that's what we will be bringing back to Park Central with our development.
Now, I have to ask, because this site has been speculated as the site that if Phoenix were to land Amazon's new headquarters, that this would be a place to put it. If Phoenix were to get that project,
Am I right to assume that these plans kind of go out the window somewhat?
Both Hulualoha and Plaza companies look forward to working with the Arizona Commerce Authority and the governor and the city of Phoenix and Arizona State University in whatever environment might be appropriate to attract the kinds of company that you mentioned and others like them. We will have to work with that as the project moves forward.
All right. Sharon Harper is president and CEO of Plaza Companies. We're talking about the redevelopment plan for Park Central Mall. Sharon, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Mark.